Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. This is Evangelist C.C. Caldwell Miller, and you're listening to Victorious Living, Who Am I? Let me start off by saying Happy New Year. Happy New Year. I pray that your 2015 has been blessed for you and that your heart's desires will be met as we move forward in this awesome, awesome new year. I'm excited because we made it into 2015. Some people didn't just this morning. They didn't wake up. But we were grateful, or should be grateful to God for allowing us to see not just another day, another year. That means he has purpose for you. That means he has a plan for your life. And that means it's time to step up as believers, and do what God has called us to do in this time and in this season. So I'm excited. And again, I'm so glad you joined me. Let's have a word of prayer. Dear God in heaven, we thank you, O God, for who you are. There is none like you. You are almighty, all-knowing. You know our needs, our desires, our prayers. You've seen our tears. You've heard our cries, O God. And we thank you for allowing us to be here right now, O God. And if there's anything in our hearts that's not of you, Lord, we bind it right now in the name of Jesus. And we ask you to remove it, Lord, so that we can hear your word as you speak for these few moments, oh God, that something will be said that will change our lives, that will transform us, oh God, that we will know your truth and your love even more in 2015. In Jesus' precious name we pray, amen and amen. We've been really talking about who we are. Because in order to live a victorious life, brothers and sisters, you have to know who you are. We were created in the image and likeness of God, and we have an assignment. Each and every one of us has an assignment from the throne. But you have to seek God earnestly and ask him, Lord, what would you have me do? What is the purpose that you have me existing on the earth? And you have to seek him and seek him until he tells you what it is. And then once he does, you have to be willing to do what he instructs you to do. He has given us commandments in his word that we must obey, and you must be willing. Today I want to talk about being a receiver. And, you know, I talk about I am, because I am is so important. It's a lot of power behind those two small words, I am. I am what God says I am. I have what God says I have. I can do what God says I can do. I am. So I am a receiver. Mark 11:24 says, therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire, when ye pray, believe ye receive them, and ye shall have them. I receive that harvest. Thank you, Jesus. See, you have to see your harvest as a cornfield on a farm. You have planted, I know, many of seed, and now the corn is growing. And you do have a right to harvest the corn that you have labored so diligently, so consistently, so effectively to plant. So I say to you, receive today. Receive from God and receive your harvest. For it is the harvest. It is your harvest time for those who sow seed, that is. Because you have to understand, if you haven't sown anything, why in the world would you expect to reap something? So don't expect to receive if you haven't given. Because, see, the word says it's better to give than it is to receive. But God wants us to receive. Psalm 126:5 says, they that sow in tears shall reap in joy. Have you sowed in tears in 2014? I don't know about you, but I have. If you have sown in tears, you will reap in joy. Weeping may endure for a night, but oh, joy cometh in the morning. Are you looking for your morning time? I'm looking for my morning time, and I have faith that it will come. See, we receive from the Lord in the same way that the people in the Bible days did. Whether it be salvation, healing, the baptism of the Holy Spirit, or some other gift God has provided, we receive it by faith. So in order to be a receiver, you must have faith. This fact is emphasized in James 1:5-7, which tells us what to do if we are lacking something in our life. You see, the Apostle James said that we are to ask of God, but instructs us to ask in faith in order to receive. And that's where we mess up a little bit. We ask, but we don't ask in faith. So if you're not asking in faith, then why should you expect to receive? The word says, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally, and unbraideth not, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. For let not the man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. You see, James begins this passage talking about receiving wisdom, but he ends the passage talking about receiving anything, well, healing, or anything else the word promises for that matter, is certainly included in anything, because anything includes all things. Does anything also include the baptism in the Holy Spirit? Certainly it does. And a person receives the baptism in the Holy Spirit the same way he or she receives anything else from God. By what? By faith. So brothers and sisters, if you expect to receive, you have to have faith. Galatians 3 and 5 says, he therefore that ministereth to you the Spirit and worketh miracles among you, doeth he it by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? You see, the Bible tells us how the Apostle Paul was able to minister the baptism in the Holy Spirit, and that to work miracles among the people, it was by the hearing of faith. But if we're not careful, we'll think, well, yes, but Paul was an apostle, and God endowed the apostles with special power. If we had their same power and anointing, we could do the things they did. But see, Galatians 3:5 just told us exactly how Paul ministered. He did it by the hearing of faith. In other words, those people received from God through Paul's ministry by their hearing faith preached to them. The word of God makes it clear that faith or believing God's word brings results, and that we receive from the Lord by faith. So I want you to look at a few scriptures that prove this important point. Matthew 21:22, and all things whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, believing ye shall receive. Mark 9:23, Jesus said unto him, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. And again, Mark 11:23-24, for verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire when you pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them. So we're talking about how to receive from God. We know from these verses that we receive by faith or by believing. We also know from these verses that all things, not some things, not a few things, not a little bitty things, all things are possible to those who believe. Well, all things mean anything, doesn't it? We know we must believe, but where does this believing take place? The verses we've studied so far show us that believing takes place in our heart, not in our head. We have to get that, because we think in our head, it has to come from the heart. Romans 10:8-10 says, but what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shall believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Did you notice that the word heart and some form of the word believe or faith are used in each one of these verses? Verse 10 says, with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. But it's also true that whatever we receive from God comes the same, say, by faith or by believing. And it's with our heart, not our head, our intellect, or our physical senses that we believe. So when the Bible talks about believing with our heart, it isn't talking about believing with the physical organ that pumps blood throughout our body. It's talking about believing with the inward man, our spirit. See, faith is of the heart, the spirit of man. In other words, simply put, you believe on the inside. And what you believe on the inside is manifested on the outside. You see, God starts working on the inside of a person, and he works to the outside. For example, healing doesn't start on the outside. It starts with you believing in your heart on the inside. When you pray, you believe that you receive, and then you shall have the healing you desire on the outside. See, many times Christians just accept what someone else says instead of studying the Bible for themselves. I've always encouraged people not to just take my word for something, but to study the Bible for themselves. In other words, don't take this and say, Evangelist Miller said such and such. Find out for yourself what the Bible says and say the Bible says such and such. What I say or what someone else said is unimportant unless it's scriptural. Find out for yourself what the Bible says and repeat that, not what you heard someone else say. You see, if the Bible says it, repeat it. But if the Bible doesn't say it, don't repeat it. Don't accept what any preacher says unless you can read it for yourself in the Word. We're not to follow any man. We're to follow God, and you need to get that. Faith for healing won't come just by hearing me preach or speak or teach about healing unless you see it in the Word and accept the Word for yourself. And faith won't come just by listening to tapes or messages you hear on the radio or YouTube or television. Faith comes when you hear God's word, accept the word for yourself, and believe it in your own heart. So Christians ought to look up every scripture that's given in the sermon and feed on those scriptures on their own time. Instead, what happens a lot is many of them just take the preacher's word for it and try to live off what the preacher knows and believes. I know good people who are saved and filled with the Holy Ghost who spend their time listening to all sorts of tapes. They've been listening to for years, yet they don't have an ounce of faith. Bless their hearts, they think they have faith, but they're big talkers and little doers. In other words, they're talking big, but they're actually living very little of what they heard. And I can't emphasize enough the importance of hearing and connection with faith. But you must also study the word of God for yourself for faith to come. You must believe God's word for yourself in your own heart to receive from him. Yes, God works miracles and initiates some miraculous things on his own at times, but that is not the ordinary way to receive from him. So don't just sit around and wait for something to turn up. Brothers and sisters, get in the word for yourself. Believe it in your heart. And then do what the word says. You are a receiver. We receive from God every single day. We receive blessings. We receive punishment, for the lack of a better term, when we do wrong. We receive godly correction. We receive grace. We receive abundance, we receive love, we receive faith, we receive. I am a receiver. Say that with me. I am a receiver. Am a receiver. God knows all things. He is prepared for anything you have to say to him because he knows what you're going to say before you say it. Even if you feel it's wrong, he knows it. But we can receive his unconditional love today and every day. So you must be willing to do what's necessary to receive everything that Father God has to offer. He wants you blessed. I know he does. I hope you know he does. He wants you healed. Do you want to be healed? He wants you delivered. Do you want to be delivered? As we embark on this new year, full of anticipation, full of expectation, full of miracles, I ask you to really, really dive into the Word this year. If you have questions, you can always email me at chosenbygod2serve@gmail.com. You can call 908-827-1470. You can send me a tweet at twitter.com/goddesignedlady, or you can find me on Facebook at God Designed Lady or Woman of God Ministries. However you need to find me, you can find me to ask your questions so that we can dialogue. You can check out our blog at womenofgodministries.wordpress.com. Please comment. I want us to really, really interact in 2015, because what you have to say is important to me. What you need from God is important to me. However I can serve you and sow into your life is important to me. Because I don't know about you, but I have a big destiny ahead of me and I'm running towards it. I want everything that God desires to give me. But there are some things that you have to do, that we have to do. We have to order our steps. Well, we have to follow God as he orders our steps, but we have to be obedient to the instructions that have been given. I'm a receiver. I receive everything that God desires for me to have, that he created, that he put in my life even before I was born. What about you? Say again, I'm a receiver. I am a receiver. I am a receiver. I receive the Holy Spirit. I receive the favor of God. I receive the promises of God. I receive God's prosperity. I receive. I am a receiver. So just know, as we embark on 2015, we're going to continue the journey talking about who we are and the character of Christ. Because once you know who you are and whose you are, you can begin the path, on the path of victorious living. It is my hope, my prayer, my endeavor to help you figure out who you are and help you live it out loud on purpose. Because you were created by God, chosen to serve. You need to not only know it, you need to live it, you need to be it, you need to own it. This has been Evangelist C.C. Caldwell Miller of Woman of God Ministries. This has been Victorious Living. Who am I? Once again, you can connect with me at womenofgodministries.info, twitter.com/goddesignedlady. Facebook.com/goddesignedlady. You can email me your questions, your prayer requests at chosenbygod2serve@gmail.com, or we can have a conversation. You can call 908-827-1470. I am here to serve. I am here to share. I am here to empower you with God's word, so that you live the victorious life that God created for you to live since the beginning of time. It is up to you what you want to do. Remember, you were created by an awesome God. And yes, he chose you. He chose you to serve. Not just him, but to serve humanity. So take time out today and remember, you are important, you are special, God loves you unconditionally. Show love to your fellow man today, because yes, you were created by God, chosen to serve. This has been Victorious Living, Who Am I? Until next time, be blessed, be blessed, and be blessed. And once again, happy, happy 2015. Receive the blessings of the Lord in 2015. And give God everything you have and let Him show you your harvest.